Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Good afternoon. I thought I would just start out kind of giving you an overview of the game as we saw it. And the first thing is, I haven't seen all of the tape yet. I've seen a lot of it. I haven't seen a lot of the special teams. I've seen both offensively and the defensive side of the ball quickly as we moved on to Detroit. But I felt we beat a very good and faced a very good football team. I don't think records really mattered last night. We faced a very good team. They were skilled on offense and extremely experienced and physical on defense. And we felt very good about coming out of there with a win against a very good team. I can start defensively a little bit and talk about that. You know, as everybody knows, we had 5 takeaways, 24 points off of defensive turnovers, 2 touchdowns, and 10 points off of turnovers that weren't touchdowns by Major and Julius. We had improvement in our third down conversions. We were 27%, and that was something we really focused on. We hit the quarterback 10 times. Our red zone was good again. They were 0-for-2 in the red zone. We had some very good pressures, and we held them to 80 yards rushing. We had 5 tackles for losses, and during that time, I thought our defense really handled the momentum swings of the game and kept their poise. No penalties, which was we really worked hard at talking about number one, taking care of the football, and going to get the football. Number two is being as disciplined, as poised as we could in a new surroundings on the road for the first time with our 2013 team. And we played well at the end of the game, obviously, with Julius and with Peppers. Julius' touchdown and then Briggs' stop. So, you know, we worked hard on those aspects. We still got to get better. As we said, going into the week, you've got a guy like Ben Roethlisberger, he's a Houdini. I mean, you think you've got him, and then he gets away, and he finds a way to extend plays, and he throws bombs down the field and makes plays. And we had too many of those. We got to continue to work. We're very close to hitting him and taking him down, and we just didn't get there. So we got to eliminate some of those big plays. And we had some missed tackles that we certainly could get better at. They had a 3rd-and-14 conversion that led to a field goal, and we had a roughing the kicker, which wasn't defensive team-related. It was team-related, but it led to a touchdown. And usually that's what happens when you get a major penalty in the kicking game. It usually leads to points for the team that in this case was kicking the football. So some things to work on again this week. We picked up our blitzes. I know there will be some questions about that. We've been blitzing about a quarter of the time. We probably picked it up a notch, a little more towards a third. And our guys did a good job of disguising and bringing the blitz. And we got some hits on Ben with those blitzes and some sacks. Offensively, again, we went into the game trying to take care of the football as much as we could. We did. I thought Jay and our backs and receivers, again, did a very good job of protecting the football. We did everything we could to avoid pre-snap penalties, and we did that on both sides of the ball in this game. Very difficult to do on the road. And we were able to convert our 4th down. We tried to do everything we could to keep Jay clean. It was a lot of bodies around the line of scrimmage last night, as you saw. A lot of coming from a lot of different places. And, you know, once you're up +2 or +3 in the turnover department, you know you've got a very good chance of winning the game, and you want to take care of your quarterback along the way. I certainly flew home thinking that we could have done better offensively. Play calling could have been better. There were some situations there you'd like to have back, but at the end of the day, you were giving up some of that to protect the quarterback. And I thought we did that. We took 2 sacks. We like to try to avoid that. And it's a very difficult week with our young guys facing a 34 defense. I thought they performed more than sufficiently, and their effort was excellent. And they got better because of it. Improvable areas, obviously, we want to take care of the quarterback. 2 is too many. Our 3rd down conversion rate was not good, but we were able to convert at the right time in the 4th quarter to effectively help us win the game. And we ran the ball enough, a very difficult front to run the ball against. We ran it enough. Should we have run the ball in 3rd-and-1 in retrospect? Yes. You know, we got good runners. We got a good line. In retrospect, yes. We went into the game with a plan that we were going to take a shot with the play that we had up, and we stuck with the plan. So, you know, I look back, and you know, with those guys, maybe run the ball. But every game is different, and you can't look back once you make those calls. You know, we got to still clean up some of our. I think we learned a little bit more about our offense and what we can do on the road and the noise with motions and personnel groupings and things like that. I think we'll get better. I thought Jay played very unselfishly. You know, you want to come out, you want to throw the ball down the field, you want to do some things. And I think that in retrospect, as much as we wanted to do some of those things, and we tried, you know, we kept him safe, and we allowed him to live for another play. And certainly his effort in the fourth quarter on that run was exceptional. Special teams-wise, I haven't done much work on it, but I can acknowledge that our punt coverage team was very good against Antonio Brown. Our net punt was at 46, and our opponent's net was at 29. And because of Robbie's kicking and our coverage teams, their average start was at the 20, so that was really good. You know, we can't have field goals blocked, certainly not those that are that short. We've got to work on that, and we got to avoid roughing the penalties on the road. That leads, you know, it certainly leads to points, and we've got to get better there. But really all around, really good effort in a hostile environment. We found a little bit more about ourselves, and you know, we're excited to get back to work and try to get better. I'm sorry.
The latest on Henry?
Yeah, Henry, you know, he's got an ACL. He'll have, they'll let it sit for a couple weeks. He'll have surgery, and this is a long-term, you know, this is a long-term injury and rehab for him going into next year.
So it is torn, just to be clear?
Yeah, he's got a torn ACL.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.